AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Supreme Raiders of Resale, living the dream. From whatnot to eBay, we score the loot. Vintage finds in every pursuit. Tips to cash in, stories so grand. Reselling Raiders, rulers of the land. Reselling Raiders, treasure we chase. Hat house fired up, coaching the race. Vintage
Spirit
Fingers. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Reselling Raiders podcast, where we talk everything from eBay to whatnot. I'm Hat House, joined by Coach Porch and Fired Up Finds. We have an emergency pod right now. We had to get one more emergency pod in. They do those emergency pods like if somebody gets hurt or some. I watch a lot of sports podcasts and sports YouTube. So this is our emergency style podcast where we've got to jump on here and make sure that we had one ready for y'all this week. I do want to shout out our international listeners. We have listeners from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Istanbul, Turkey, New Delhi, India, and Japan. Sadly, we appreciate you guys, but sadly we have no China. You think we're like banned or blocked in China? You think we can't?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Dude, we haven't even said anything bad about China.
No, yeah, but they know the potential that we have here.
You think I should start
talking bad about China? I mean, it doesn't matter. They won't hear it anyways.
Yeah. I mean, they don't listen.
I just don't think that it doesn't count. Like, our viewership doesn't count on like WeChat and whatever else they use. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
on WeTube.
WeTube.
Yeah,
it could be using a VPN.
Hey, but yeah. Saudi Arabia, stand up, dude. You know what I mean, dude? Those are our freaking boys, dude. Yeah.
New Delhi, India.
India's not that surprising, considering that they have like a third of the world's population or something insane like that. A quarter,
and all the rag houses in the world exist there.
Yeah, I mean that. Like they have. So many people. So we won't say, we will only say nice things about India.
Y'all make sure and sign up for the membership too, because we're still going to do a drawing at the end. I don't even know who has the giveaway, but we'll figure that out. We'll definitely do a drawing at the end for our three members. And I did also want to let everybody know that this is always ad-free on YouTube, and I don't have a fake sponsor this week. I got a real item that I want to show you guys, and it's kind of obscure. It's only $2, but if you're out there repairing hats and shirts and the like, and you have a patch that's falling off or whatever, I'm telling you, this is the one to get. Liquid Stitch. They make a lot of different kinds of, like, fabric glue, but this is the one where it's at, I think, and it's like the cheapest one.
Nice.
I think some of the other ones that they make are almost kind of like hot glue almost in a tube, but this one, it actually works the best for me. Have y'all ever used this?
Never. This
one? No, but I am actually in need of some fabric glue.
I would recommend this one. Because, you know,
I'm looking on Amazon for it right now. There it is. Add to cart.
I should
just did it. Boom.
I'll put a link in the video below if anybody needs this. How much is it on Amazon? This is $2 at Walmart.
Then I'm going to Walmart because this one on here is $10.
Well, you still got to pay for shipping. I mean, if you like walked in a Walmart, it's $2. Well, or a dollar, Mary says. It's only a dollar.
Mary, thank you. I'm saving $8 because of Mary.
Well, wait, that's kind of like maybe one of those little Amazon BOLO things where you could like go to Walmart and buy it for a dollar and resell it on Amazon.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I mean, the shipping's built in there too. And then after you pay, it may make a dollar or two.
Hey, look, everybody has a Walmart.
If you multiply that by 1,000.
Yeah, if I can sell 1,000 liquid stitches.
And I think just from the little videos, the couple that I've seen, you basically just buy a bunch of stuff, put it in a box, and ship it to Amazon, and then they do the rest.
Yes.
Right?
The pain comes if it doesn't sell, and then your stuff is just sitting there, and I've done a little bit of FBA. I did it with books and some electronics and stuff like that. The book game is just really ridiculous. Trying to find the books that actually sell and your stuff just sits there. And then they have storage fees now. So if your stuff, if you have over a cubic amount of space, then you pay this much in fees. And then if your stuff just sits there forever, then it eventually ends up costing you. You gotta be really careful about it and just get the good stuff. Just like we say,
before you know it, Amazon is going to order all your liquid stitches.
Yeah, but look for a link down below. I'll put it there if anybody does need something. Because all those old hats, like with the glue-on patches and whatnot, it's best just to try to stick them back on with some glue like they had before. So
heck yeah,
it's not good. Like if you're just gonna put a patch on a hat, I wouldn't recommend trying to just put like a whole patch on a hat with it. But if you're just like trying to fix one up, it's coming off a little bit, then that stuff works great. But
freaking sweet.
The other thing I wanted to get to, so this episode is probably like 3 weeks from now, but we just had our raid train, so it's pretty fresh on our mind. I didn't want to talk about it before it got too old. How do you guys felt that the raid train went for y'all?
Well, I thought, Mike, I'm going to step all over you here. I thought, for me personally, like, I didn't list in golf this time. I went straight up, you know, men's whatever I was in. I don't remember what I put it in. To try to see. And then I did not do, you know, the two big giant racks of golf stuff. It was a good solid mix, I thought, except for I forgot the Clydesdale one and left that on the table. So, sorry, Donnie. But you know, it was a chance for me to get to a new crowd, and I thought it went pretty well. 45 hats, 45 minutes. I felt good with it.
Yeah,
45. Yeah, beautiful.
How about you, Mikey? You had a bunch of heaters. Did you get the prices that you thought you would get?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them that went for a lot more than I thought. So. That's always good. Yeah, it was fun. It was a little bit slower of a pace than I think I normally do. I did 10-second initial timer with a 5-second counter bid. So that kind of ate up the clock a little bit, I think, because I got through 57, I believe, in 45 minutes. And normally I can do like 2 a minute. So like on the raid trains, because like, right, you know, that's kind of the whole point is to pump out as much as you can. So I still had 20-ish hats or so on the rack that I didn't get to. I got to basically all of, you know, the best ones, but yeah, sweet. There were some that just like went for like over eBay comp, which is always good, you know?
Yeah, and, you had some cool ones.
Yeah, I was probably the most surprised about the how well the Gators hats did. Just because, like, you know, they're not very good. Yeah, you know what I mean? They're like, they're having a shitty season, and they weren't like, they weren't like crazy Gator Grails. You know what I mean? They were just like, just good Gator hats.
There's like the Gators.
One of them went for 40 something, and like, so it was cool. I enjoy those always, though. They're like, yeah, they're always fun.
You like the 45-minute set?
Yeah, I always I prefer just to have like a little bit more time than 30, you know, because like 30 minutes is cool. Honestly, it just depends on how much stuff you have. You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't have as much stuff as I did have, then I would have been cool with 30 minutes, because then I'd have been kind of, you know,
in and
like
out.
Yeah, you know, and they're like, maybe, I guess I probably would have got to like the rest of the stuff, but 30 minutes is pretty short. 45 is probably pretty good. An hour, I think, might be a little bit long. You know, and like, I don't know. The Ray Train brings in other viewers, I think. But on the flip side of that coin, like, I don't know how many people like really jump on the app at 4 p.m. and then get off the app at 11 p.m. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, you know, or just like
on a weekday, especially.
Yeah. Like, so
Friday is a better day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have enough. I didn't have enough good stuff either. I don't think as good as I usually have. So I had some, they're worse.
I just thought about coming to you. I got to admit, the last couple of raid trains, so I was a little worried, right? I was like, I cannot have just like six people going into the Steven show. I can't have a voice. Guys, stay with me. And I kept looking up at the number, and it stayed in the 40 to 50 range. I was like, just stay with me, guys. We're going to Hat House next. Don't leave.
I only went on 5 minutes early too, or four, something like that. I didn't do the
I saw when you came on. I was
15 minutes before the set. Dude, that is like a murderous amount of time to go on before.
Yeah, I apologize.
You're just chatting at that point. Otherwise you gotta sell something. Otherwise people are gonna be like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's when I had the shop was loaded pretty much, and I was trying to put everything on sale. But I really didn't do that this time. Did sell some hat shapers though, which is always good.
There's a good few people asking for them.
Yeah, I had a lot. I didn't have many sports. I might have had like 10 sports hats of the 60 or so that I sold. And the truckers do pretty good. I mean, they'll sell, and it just depends, like you said, on the crowd that you have. And if you have three or four people that really know the truckers and the good ones that I'm selling, then the price can drive up. But just like anything, if you only have like one or two people that know what you have, then it makes for a really tough selling price. But I wasn't disappointed. I hit about where I thought that I would overall. But
I like the limited time period, because, you know, it's like, you're in and out, you know, the packing's easy. You've made a chunk that you weren't going to make if you hadn't done it. You know, and I think it's, I'm not saying it's not work. I mean, we have to prep the show. We have to do the show. We have to ship the show. I mean, it is work, but in relation to my show I did last night, it's a lot less work, and it's just as fun as any other show that I do, but I like the quick hitters.
Yeah,
that's why I always liked your 60 and 60, because you're in and you got a hard out. You're like, okay guys, 60 minutes, man, we're closing the shop.
Yeah, and that's why I've kind of just, if they weren't doing the raid train, I probably would still do that. I don't have enough hats to do 60 and 60 in a month and then do a raid train too. I probably just don't have enough to do both those. If the raid train went away, I would go back to doing the 60 and 60. And just,
truth be told, you didn't have enough for the 45 minutes. But
I went pretty fast.
No hate.
I did sell.
Rocking it out and ran out of hats.
We sold 65 in 45 minutes. I guess I was going.
I was getting ready to be like, "Hey, Steven, co-host me. I'll sell some of my hats."
Yeah, dude. Did you guys like watch? Really, I mean, other than like us three, did you guys watch many of the?
I didn't get to get on for Friday. I mean, I watched. I bought some hats from Donnie.
Thursday was my day. Yeah, I was there on Thursday, but Friday I was too busy.
And I bought a few more hats earlier in the day. Those were really the only two. I wasn't able to get on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the support piece for Collab, and instead of doing that at the end, I just did it in the, like, it was just the first thing that I ran. So that was,
how do you think that went?
It went to $12. So like he got, you know, and even like I gave him the $12 and like, you know, I know I didn't get $12 personally, but, yeah. You know, I just went into his show on Friday and tipped him the $12 for that. So I thought that was cool because like, I think realistically, when you think about it, yeah. When you think about it, it could, instead of you giving, so say it's $10, right? Say that like that's the number I feel like that we all kind of are like, yeah, we usually just throw them $10, right? And so instead of that being real $10 to you, it's really just the price of whatever you paid for that. You know what I mean? And like I'm not counting the fees, so it is slightly more. But like if I paid $2 for the hat, then I really only personally gave out $2. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like how I thought about it. But
cheap SOB.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like, it's a good way to still.
I was gonna say I like that you did it in the beginning. I just, you maybe should have told everybody who Collab is that didn't know. And it might have.
Did I not explain that? Mm-mm. No.
No.
Yeah. That's part of the time thing too. Is you're just freaking. Yeah.
People might have thought it was like a Make-A-Wish thing or something.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Freaking dude.
Who's Collab? Like, what's this collaboration?
Yeah, I was like, oh man. Yeah, and so, and it's also like I was saying, there was the one guy, I don't remember his name. But you know, 45 minutes can be a long time. Like if you're not kind of accustomed to being on here and selling, like maybe you haven't done it in a while, or maybe it's like, you know, you're kind of just starting up or whatever, and you get the invite to one of these things and you don't really know how it's gonna go. It's not really something that you can't just end it. You know, you gotta you like literally have to wait the whole 45 minutes to go.
Tell me what you were saying about that.
So yeah, like I just don't even know his name. So like, and even if I did, I wouldn't say
names. Just say, but
there was a guy, and I wasn't really like intently watching. It was kind of a background thing for me, and like while I was getting some stuff done, and he was just ripping hats, and like just the first like 15 minutes or something like that, he's like, we're going to go in order, you know, shit's loaded in the shop. And then he's like halfway through, we'll kind of reevaluate and then see if I can, you know, start taking requests or whatever, you know? Well, like, dude, it's probably the first 10 or 15 hats. I don't, maybe one of them sold, or like very few regardless. It was like zero or very few. And I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, anyway, it just not a lot sold. And so then he's like, okay, well, and remember, there's 45 minutes for everybody that wasn't there. It's 45 minutes. So this is the first like 10 or 15 minutes. And so he's like, all right, we'll start doing requests. You know, we'll get the stuff that people want. Well, you know, after the like five requests or whatever, and those five things sell for whatever in the world they sold for, he kind of just goes back to, you know, just doing it down the line or whatever. It's just not going good. And about 10 or 15 minutes, I think, before, so you're probably 30 minutes in, before the next guy is going to go. He's just like, well, he's like, thanks collab for having me. He's like, I'm not sure if I'm ever going to do this again. He's like, I didn't think that everything was going to sell for a super high price. He's like, but I kind of thought that everything was going to sell. He's like, I'm not running anything else. He's like, we're just going to kind of like hang out and just basically wait for the timer to go off.
He didn't actually close his show. He just
because you can't, you know, but he just sat there and was just like,
yeah, you got
sipping
right.
on his drink. And and I was like, dude, I just felt super bad for him. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, bro, because this is like the most awkward thing in the world, because like, you can't go anywhere. You know what I mean? You have to just, 12 or 15 or whatever. So there's like, if you think about it, there's like 15 people that are just watching you. And if you're in a room with 15 people in real life, and they're just like, you're kind of just like sitting there, and then they're just like kind of like staring at you. And you know like what I mean?
That, like that meme that Willy. Like guy with the stick, do something.
Yeah, do something.
Y'all may have not seen that meme, but it's funny. Do something.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I was just like, you know, I was like, well, even if nobody buys them, just like, you gotta, it's the whole if you touch it, run it thing. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm not really a proponent. I don't really like loading the show. I don't like, I have hats loaded that I would sell, but I don't, you're just kind of giving them, you're showing everything that you got. And if somebody doesn't see something that they want, then they leave. You got to leave a little bit of anticipation, I think, or let people like setting up the rack in the back, let people kind of search and look and see and kind of decide if they're.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I opened the show with, all right, I'm gonna get out of the way so you can see it.
Yeah,
that's everything right there. And then I kind of did a little pan so people could see that.
But if everything that you're gonna do is loaded, then everybody just kind of drops off if they don't find something that they want, and there's no anticipation, and you don't really build that. And I think one of the best ways to do it is to get people to ask for what they want to run. And it just start the whole chat can start moving, and it makes things more exciting, and then maybe conversations can be had there and talking crap to everybody, and just makes for a more fun experience. And then that way you're not doing all the heavy lifting either. You're trying not to keep everybody entertained, which you will as much as you can, but you need the chat to be able to do that a little bit.
But, yeah, you got to have bangers if you're going to preload, dude. Yeah. Like, you know, like that's how I've always looked at it. I was like, if you're preloading, you got to have bangers. You can't preload just kind of like whatever.
Did you see?
I'm not saying that there can't be some of that preloaded, you know what I mean? But like, it can't be, you know, what people aren't willing to pay $3 for. It still has to be.
Whatnot is wild. A brand new, new era snapback, that a modern one. Somebody may not even pay $3 for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it may be a $30 hat.
$2.
Yeah. I mean, eBay. That's the whole game, dude. The whole game is like, what is a grail only matters by who's in there, because you could have the exact same item, whatever it is, whether it's hat, clothes, hard goods, anything. And you could have that same item 2 weeks in a row. And the first week it could be $1, and the second week it could be $100. You know what I mean? Yeah. And but I'm being dead serious. Yeah, are there three or four people in there that all really want that thing? And then all of a sudden it's a grail item. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is. The only time that you're going to get away with virtually knowing the value of it at a general range that it's going to sell for is if everybody knows that it's a grail, you know? Yeah. If you have something that everybody knows is like, shit, this thing's really expensive and it's hard to come by, then you can pretty much count on that thing selling for a general price basically every time that you run, you know?
Right.
And so yeah, it's just like that. It's just how the game goes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like last night, the wild world.
I had some guys pretty much the medium guys were running the show last night. They were killing it. And but I was pulling the heat off the rack for them because there was a few of them that wanted to throw down. So I think like in the end of the medium run, kind of like the beginning of the second hour of the show, I think it was, I was like, you know, look, if you give me three dubs in the chat, if I get three mediums in the chat, I'm going to run a heater for you. So I got him. And I pulled a Grayson out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Grayson. It had the mana rays all throughout AOP on it. I got a guy hit me up after the show. He's like, damn, I should have gone harder for that Grayson. He's waking up today thinking about it. He should have been a little bit more.
Yep. Yeah, that's yeah, I don't know. It's just like, and what, not such a wild game, dude. Like, I did some golf stuff yesterday afternoon. There was like virtually nobody there. And
I was there.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, $5 for everything. I mean, it's just one of those. I'm like, there's so many people, dude, are starting. Like, Rob's a great example. Starts them off at $10. You know what I mean? And like, plenty of people buy them, you know? And I'm like, I don't know if people are so accustomed to me doing a dollar or two or three that it's like, if I try to start it a little bit higher, then they're just not having it. But I'm like, so I went through a ton of stuff that I didn't sell, a ton. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just so tired of doing this. And so I was like, from here on, I think I sold the first 15 things, maybe at $5, at $5 starts, whether it went just for the five or a little bit more, but the first 15 things out of 100 items. And I was like, I'm so tired of like doing this whole put it back on the rack thing. It's just annoying me. And so I'm like, a dollar for the rest of the show. And what's weird, like
eight in a row.
What's weird? Yeah.
I was like looking at the
and I'm like, they weren't bad items. I'm like, because I'm just like, they're like good, like Nike FootJoys, like all the good, like, all the good stuff, you know what I mean? And maybe it was time of day. I don't know what it was, but then I'm like, whatever. I truly don't care about this stuff. So here's everything for a dollar. And then was there stuff that sold for a dollar? For sure. But all of a sudden, things are selling for like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just the, I'm like, but nobody would bid on it at five, you know?
It's the same thing. Like last night, I did the hats again, right? So I list my hats, my brand new with tag hats, all at $20. Starts $20. All right. I don't give a shit what you're asking for up there. I'm going to start at $20. That seems to be the tipping point. Every show, without fail, I will tell everybody, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me discount it for you. And I'll put it to 18. Now, a bunch of them will sell for 18, but I'll get like maybe if I brought two, maybe a third of them. So 2/3 might go for 18. The other third is going to go for $25 to $30 when they could have bought it for 20.
Yeah. It's the weird psychology of it, you know?
Yeah. It is. People want to think that they're getting a deal. And if I know it is crazy to think that you start something for a dollar and it actually ends up going for more than if you would have started it for $5. Yeah. Because nobody wants to bid the second time on $5. But if they got in for a dollar at the beginning, then they're more invested in that item.
Yeah. They're, now it's personal. Hold on now.
Yeah. You're not getting that for one more dollar.
That does become that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Everybody wants to get something for a deal. I'm no different. I want a deal. Mike ran something for a dollar. I bought the damn thing.
But, and then you feel like once you get to a couple of items in, hey, I got this for a dollar. I can spend $8 or $9 on this thing. Not a big deal.
Well, you know, what's in my brain is I got to eat up that shipping. I got to eat up the shipping to make the unit price lower.
Yeah, that's the I don't know. It's just like the psychology of it is just like super strange for something not to sell for five, and then you can run it again for one, and it'll sell for like seven. You're like, but it's what?
The uniqueness of being on the app is like if we were doing our auctions, let's call it what it is. We're doing an auction at an auction house. We've pretty much got a static group of people there. Mm. You know what I mean? you're not going to get the ebb and flow that we get on the app. So a lot of times you're rotating your stock of buyers. And it's, you know, I may show a shirt three times, and the fourth time I show it is because somebody new has come in the room and they're excited about it.
Yeah. Which is like one of potentially probably my biggest, downfall about doing Whatnot is like whatever goes on a rack, whether it's a hat or a shirt that is, that I've already said this, I'm putting it in this show. It's going in that show. You know what I mean? Whether it goes as a singular item or at the very end, it goes on a 10 piece bundle that 10 things that nobody's bought. You know what I mean? Regardless, because it's like it happened yesterday. I had 100 things. I could have went down the line of 100 things and everything that sold for $5 or, you know, whatever it sold for, then those are the ones that get shipped. And then I end the show and then I have whatever else I still have. And then that just gets added to the next show, which is how it should be. But me, I'm like, nope. I'm like, it's in this show. It's in this show. Too bad. So I'm like, now everything's a dollar. You know what I mean?
I have some particulars on the rack that I won't do that with. Like if there's a Grayson or a Roback sitting up on my rack, that's not going to get just thrown out there to go away. Yeah. I mean, you've seen, I rotate the rack.
Maybe you
need a backup rack. It's way
smarter to do it that way.
Yeah. Maybe you need a backup rack and you just have a banger rack that you don't just auction off for a dollar. Like if it doesn't sell, then you just put it there and add it to the next show.
Yeah. That's what I should do, but I just don't.
No fault, Mikey. You do you.
Bro. You also said that you were in a different category. Do you think that was a big deal?
I definitely.
Yeah, but I didn't know that I was in. I didn't know that I was in a different category. I remembered us talking about it.
That I told you that dude was getting $25 a shirt on his first show, and he was in sports apparel, and I was like, I'm definitely going to try this, and I haven't. I'll try it when I get back, but.
Do you think him being new, he got the call from Whatnot and they set him up and he was one of those?
No, he didn't have a whole lot of followers. I'll be damned if I can remember his name. I know I texted it.
Yeah, you did text it. And I went in there, dude, and it was like he had like 9 sold things for and not new with tags. Like,
so I told my wife, I said he made more in selling 12 pieces than I did in the whole show.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He had Peter Millars, and I'm like, dude, I could get like 30 of those in a day if I wanted to. And he started them out at $25, and people bought them. I was like, bro, that's literally insane. Which is cool. Like, that way more power to that guy. That guy, that's sick.
Oh, no, God bless him.
Yeah, but I'm just like sitting here like, oh, my God, dude, I cannot believe that he started them out at 25 and they sold it wasn't just one. When I went in there, which was, I don't know how long into a show or how long he went after that, that he had 9 sold items. And one of them was a 2-piece bundle that he didn't even discount it. He just did 2 shirts for $50. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was holy shit.
He's on in 2 days at 10 PM.
What's his name?
It's on the text I sent you.
Well, just say it. We're not saying anything bad about him.
No, Dirty Bird Golf.
Dirty Bird Golf. Yeah, I was just like, that guy is absolute.
He's got nothing
legend,
loaded
dude.
Right now. Yeah,
I'm but I was like, that's like some legendary.
I'm the first bookmark on his show. I'm coming to see. He's got 36 followers.
Yeah, y'all are gonna have to check out.
He sold 22 items. At $25. That was his first show. Kudos
to him. Bro, that's like the greatest show ever, dude. You know what I mean?
I'm 28 people away from 9,000. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I have a feeling it's like a Whatnot first show thing. And maybe he's that Whatnot.
So you don't think I should go over to sports apparel and try and run shit for $25?
I think you should, because we definitely need an A and B comparison group.
I think my followers will come in there to see my show and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
You can't sell that for $25. This is a $10 show.
What happened to the $10 show? I want to go back to that, Coach.
Coach, don't you know this is a $10 shirt?
Yeah, hey, this is a sports apparel coach, not a golf category coach.
Yeah. The prices are higher over here.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all he had was golf shirts, too.
Absolutely blew my mind, dude. I was like, that's incredible.
I got to see what he's got
set so up good.
This time. Hold on.
Or maybe he had all his friends and family in there just kind of hyping him up.
Yeah, maybe it was just like him buying his own stuff.
Possibly, too.
Genius. Absolute genius, as a matter of fact.
That dude is a stud.
Yeah.
And now everybody's talking about him, and he's getting good word of mouth.
He's selling men's golf shorts on Monday.
Nice. $20 a piece, probably.
No idea, but he's got Travis, Nike golf shorts Fitzroy, for Johnny O, Peter Millar, and more.
Listen, dude, if he can do it, dude, that's, I don't know how, but I like it. I'm just saying, I don't know how, but I like it. Amanda has her, Whatnot show tomorrow, which this is not live, but she has it tomorrow. She's doing ladies activewear stuff, like Lulu and Aloe and all that other stuff. So
yeah, I told my buddy
told her, I was like, I think she's starting everything off at $6 or something like that. I told her, I was like, whatever you do, just don't quit. You know?
Yeah, don't
panic. I was like, even if nothing sells, even if nobody's there, I'm like, just freaking.
What time is she doing it?
Pretend like they are. Yeah, 1 Eastern, yeah. So, because dude, the women said, and Rob, did you notice how many women were buying in the golf thing that I did yesterday? Like this girl Chelsea, who I've never seen before. I mean, there was
Chelsea before. She's a seller on here. She's been in my shows 100 times.
What, Chelsea's Closet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't recognize her.
Maybe you didn't go to her shows, but she's a regular seller in golf. Well, in everything, really. She sells all kinds of shit.
She's a freaking beast. She bought a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, when I saw her come in, I was like, Chelsea, you could clean up.
Heck yeah, she did.
Yeah. So that's.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's almost to 1,000 souls.
Yeah, this is.
Steven,
this is her.
Heck yeah, that's fresh.
I would never click on that.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, that's probably why I don't know who she is.
Yeah, but this is the one I clicked on.
Oh, the all men show. Now, all right, here. Let me ask you something.
She's the one I told you I got the bundle from.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, let me ask you something. Do you think, and here, I'm gonna give you a little bit of context, right? My buddy that lives out here, that we go to the fleet together, stuff like that. He sells and whatnot. He has a YouTube channel, so on and so forth. He's been selling women's Y2K stuff, right? Like shirts and jackets and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
This guy, dude, is pulling like 80 to 100 viewers on these shows. And I'm like, and then when I go to all the other ones, they're like not that many people. You know, I'm not saying that there's not that nobody's getting that. I'm just saying that there's not like that many people in these other shows. There's like 30 or 40 or whatever. Do you think that men selling women's stuff is better? Like, do you think women like that more than women like women selling women's stuff?
And women are quite catty to each other, but I think it all depends on the seller. Because my buddy that you see in the show, the mod Warmick Wins, started out, this is how I met him. He started out selling in the men's category, and he had a lot of golf stuff. lot of men's golf stuff, and he had women's stuff as well, the Lulu and stuff like that. And he slowly ended up having to cover, and I had to drag his ass over. And I said, look, dude, you're getting a lot more sales and a lot more female viewers here. You need to go into the women's category. And I mean, since he is skyrocketed. He's got all kinds of Lulu, the Aloe, all that great stuff. And he literally rocks out like 60 to 80 people throughout his shows. He does probably 150 on the bookmarks, and he wasn't doing that doing men's. So he's found a spot over in women's as well. And I think it depends on the seller, and just like anything, depends on the show. They like coming back to an entertaining show. And but yes, I will say women don't shopping. Like women.
Women like, don't like just in women. General. Yeah. That's what that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, I was like, women. I'm not saying that this is not every woman, but they do kind of beef with each other a lot or whatever, you know?
There's a young lady on there that has her wings that holds like 100 and something people in every one of her shows. And she's on like every day, 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah. I find that so interesting, dude.
I think it depends more on the person, the seller.
What if you and Amanda traded? What if she did the golf shirts and you do the Lululemons?
Yeah, well, because like that's also what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, so if we'll just say that this is a fact, it's not, but we'll say that it is, that women like buying from male sellers, right? We'll just say that that's just what it is. Then if that was going to be true, is the opposite also true? Do men like buying from women sellers?
Yes, I have watched, and I'm not to be rude about your looks, sir, but I have watched pretty women outsell me with the same freaking golf polos and in record numbers. I mean, girls can sell shit to guys because they just want to. It's like the cart girl at the golf course.
I was going to say cart girls.
Everybody wants to get with the cart girl at the golf course, knowing they can. But boys will spend an enormous amount of money just flirting with a girl on screen. So even though you're a handsome lad, if you put Amanda on to sell the boys' golf shirts, your numbers would double.
What's the plan?
Thing is, I just have to get her comfortable doing it.
Let her do her own shows for a bit. I was at the first one. So
she knows the category well. She helps you pick the stuff. She knows exactly what she's looking at, exactly what she has.
Yeah, but what Mikey's talking about is if you weren't at her first show, Steven, she's not ready for being in front of the camera.
Yeah. Well,
she's just shy.
She hasn't broken through and become accustomed to it.
Yeah. Right. So that's why I'm like, well, that's why I try to get her to do that. I try to get her to do the women's activewear stuff just on my account. You know, I was like, dude, post it on my account. There's already like a built-in, not a following of that, but there's just kind of like a built-in semi-safety net of just people that will at least just pop in to be like, what in the world's going on? You know?
Yeah. There is an art to talking to nobody. I mean, so sometimes you're just sitting there talking to nobody and you have to. And that's when I usually shut it off, when I realize I am talking to nobody, because I ain't going to do that.
That's why I always tell people,
yeah,
don't worry about buying anything, man. At least just come through and chat. Keep the chat live.
Yeah,
we did eight.
If you get 5 or 6 people that'll keep your chat alive, people will buy.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's fun. It's much more fun for you as a seller too. But Steven, we got like a little mini tip train going in Rob's show yesterday, dude. I'm telling you right now, it was so funny because you know how Rob does the tip gun and he shoots all the dollar bills. Well, he don't just have like a whole bunch of stacks of dollar bills laying around. He might have like one or two.
I did.
He had one extra one. So every time he blasts the gun off, he's got to pick all the shit up to load it back in the thing. And so I normally will go in there and drop him like a five spot or something. But I'm like, this shit's way more funny to go in there and drop him $1 five times, because then he has to shit off the thing. And I'm like, I wrote in the chat, I'm like, hey, if we can get a couple people to like just give him $1, it's just hilarious to see him. And he's stepping all over him, dude, and they're all slick and slippery and shit. So we have like,
that's why I said I picked him up, because I don't like stepping on him. Yeah. Look, I have a whole like, stack of them.
Dude, it was like me and three other guys in there that were like, that I think he probably made like an extra $16-17 maybe off of just us tipping him. It was so funny.
You got to get that real 20. Fake money though. They make those the
what? You, and get rid of Coach's $100 bill copy?
Oh, dude. That'd be so funny. You should take that to Goodwill next time and try to pay for something.
I guess that'd be a good video. Working to register.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah, the last thing I did want to ask you, you said your eBay sales were pretty bad last time that we talked. Do you think that they've gotten better?
No.
This past week?
We had a bad week, not just with sales in general. We had a bad week with returns, dude.
Yeah.
And on furthermore, we've had a bad week of mean returns, like people just being nasty, you know? And I just told him, and I said, hey, I said, that's the rains it pours type of thing. I mean, I think I'm not lying. I think we had five returns this week. Usually we have two returns a month. And I think we had, and all five, without fail, all five were just rude, super rude, you know?
That's rude.
They're typing in all caps, you know, they want their money back right this second, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys don't have to be mean. Just be like, hey, I don't like this thing. And then just ship it back. No problem. You know?
Yeah, it does. The returns have been pretty bad. I think part of it, I mean, with the economy and the end of the month, I don't think the economy is that great right now, honestly. I don't think it is.
It is. It's not.
Some people say that it's doing great and it's never been better, but yeah. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's all that awesome right now.
I got it.
I don't think it's all that awesome.
Well, I think if it's not awesome, I think it's China's fault, dude.
Maybe, probably. They don't even listen to us. China. Maybe if they would listen. But anyways, I find that when, and the end of the month is usually the worst for the returns, like the last week of the month is what we're in. People are running out of money and they wonder, why did I buy this thing? And then they send it back. And typically those are the people that are the rudest as well. The people that have to send back stuff at the end of the month to get their money back.
Because yeah, they feel like if they yell at you, you'll make them go away. You just give me my money so I go away.
And mine's been pretty bad too. It's the worst has been some of the earbuds. Like I said, I used to average like 1 point. If you look up your return average and just make sure you're keeping it in there for like the monthly. Mine, when I just did closing hats, was around 1.5%. to 1.7% returns, total returns. You might look and see what yours is, but the earbuds is more. And it doesn't matter. Like this week I gave this guy his money back a couple weeks ago, and then he realizes this week, oh, I'm sorry, I really wasn't my fault. I got a new phone and I didn't know how to connect them. You know, and I'm getting a lot of that type of stuff. I think, and electronics and the technology part is just so annoying, because jeez. I know that I test every single one that goes out of here, and I know that it will play music. The only thing I could see that I don't know is like if the battery isn't that great. I didn't listen to it for 3 hours. No, I didn't. I mean, so if I miss a battery not staying charged, I can get that. But everything else that leaves here, I've connected and listened to. And so but what I'm saying is the return rate on those is almost twice as much. you're almost at like 2 to 3% on returns on the electronic stuff. And if you, and I think also I have a conspiracy theory for you. I think once you enter a new category, I think there are a class of people that prey on that category. And when you first start a category, like when I first started selling hats, the returns were terrible. And they were the same type of thing. They were like, people would get the hat and they would say, oh, it, this little thing was wrong, that little thing was wrong, I want all my money back. And so I think they prey on people that are like new to the category selling. And that's happened in earbuds as well. Like, I've just got this new class of people that prey on people that are new to selling that type of stuff, and they try to get free stuff. And so it kind of chilled out for hats. I went through a lot of jerk sellers or jerk buyers, and I don't really get them as much anymore. But I kind of think that when you enter a new category, you kind of get that category's jerks.
Yeah, well, they're also called jerk offs. You know what I mean? Rob, not to be confused what you do on a Tuesday night. These people are just mean people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, and that's like what I say too, is complain about it in your own time, you know, with your friends or whatever. Don't actually let it affect, you know, whatever you're doing, because, you know, you don't remember the thousands of transactions that you'll end up doing that are totally fine, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just the name of the game. People are assholes, you know, at a certain point, once you get enough feedback and stuff like that, you can be a little bit more, you know,
assertive.
F off type. But in the beginning, you kind of just got, like, it just is what it is, you know?
And like I'm saying, we're talking 1 to 2%.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking, that's the percentage that you're dealing with on returns. And of those 1 to 2%, the amount that are usually like total jerks is even less than that. So you're like 0.2% or something.
Do you guys remember, I don't remember if it was in, I think it was our live pod that I did the painting bolo.
Yeah.
Well, they got it and everything's fine. So how I packed it and shipped it was appropriate, which is nice.
Very nice.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes. Good to hear.
Is it time?
If you're playing anything, I can't hear it. Mount up Raiders, it's bolo time. Drop
your favorite cash find. Here, let me turn it up for you.
I literally can't.
Okay. We got Rob first. He's already added the stage here.
See boom, what you there got. We are.
Oh, wow.
Realtree eyeglass frames. Look at this sick amount of money going out on eyeglasses. See them? There we go. $40 to $80, dependent on the frame style. These are all new attacks, so I don't really know what the used market is for them. But I thought this was really interesting for eyeglasses.
You ever sold glasses, Mike? I never have. Not, you ever pick up Oakleys or anything like that?
I mean, I would. I just have never found any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to check those out too. Next, we got the old, and I know people hear this all over the golf channel, the BQ, beryllium copper. Fun fact here, if you lick them, you will die. So don't do that.
Really?
Yeah, it's beryllium copper. If you lick these enough, you will get sick. Yes.
Yeah, dude, if you freaking deep throat your four iron, dude, you might die.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting all the information out there, guys. I just want everybody to know. As you can see, individual clubs are, you know, $50 to $90 depending on what they are. The your individual irons or your wedges are a lot more. Your one iron, the driving iron, is insanely priced at $90. the lob wedge, I have no idea why that's a $200 sale, but somebody needed it probably to finish off their set. And as you can see, a whole set of them at the top is $400. Now, I will say that not all Brillium Coppers have to be Ping. Ping is just famous for them. But there are a lot more makers that made beryllium copper irons, and they are of like value. So anytime you
see, I'd only see the Ping ones.
Yeah, no, there's other groups that make them. So anytime you see the BQs, I'll pull some up while we continue. But
are any of them lickable?
No, none of them are lickable. None of them are lickable.
If they're not,
here's a all right, look, check this out. Here's a Ben Hogan, or where am I at? Ben Hogan beryllium copper sand iron, and then here's a set of Dunlops.
Dunlop,
so, Rob, man. How do you know that it's that kind of copper versus like another kind? Like, does it say it anywhere on it's there?
It has a BQ on it, BECU on it, somewhere on it.
Okay.
Depending,
but they're all kind of like the copper color, right?
But they're all copper color, yeah. None of them will be, or they'll be like the Hogans are a lighter copper color. Where is it? Right there. But in person, that's probably more copperish than it looks like right there.
And do they make non BQ copper?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so just basically, if you see an old club that has a copper head, it's probably the BQ copper.
Yeah, because anything else is going to be anything else like that looks coppery, like this, is going to be brass.
Okay. So I guess that's the thing is that you could find brass and mistake it for copper.
Yeah, but it'd be hard to do.
I don't even know how the heck to even tell the difference between brass and copper.
Check this out. This is a Titleist. And right here in the corner, you can see
it. Oh, it says BQ, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is a Titleist BQ.
You just hear...
Wonder how much this is worth.
Dude, wow, that's incredible.
I didn't even know I had this. Triple grind sole.
Well, that's awesome. Steven, what do you got?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, can you go before me?
Yeah. Let's see here. I was going to show
what we got.
First, I do have an earbud this week.
Bam.
These do not, when you're feeling them, they probably don't feel like as good a quality, but for some reason the Marshall earbuds still sell really well for really good price, between $80 to $100 on Marshall. Everybody knows Marshall from that makes guitars and amps mostly, but their earbuds sell really well too. I think it's mostly just for the name. I really didn't notice any. Their quality is not that much better than anything else, but keep an eye out for those because they will sell if you see a Marshall earbud. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the huge difference in Logo Athletic. We've talked about this before and how much of a different swing that you can have in the sales price of these things. Gotcha. This is a Saint D-cut for $350. And this is a Denver Broncos shark tooth hat. Now, there's a huge difference between a regular shark tooth, and this is called a double shark when the colors are different on the shark tooth. They'll go for more money. And this is a double shark Olympics right here. And then this Yankee is a D-cut, and it went for $400. Now, not every D cut is that much, and it really depends on, let me see here. Wow.
That $1,000 Lakers splash.
Yeah. The Lakers splash went for $1,000, and it's even got the white dome. And you'll notice the difference between the white dome and the black dome. Black dome typically sells for more than the white dome, but this was an outlier because it was Lakers splash, hard to find.
Which is crazy because the Lakers have been so popular forever.
Yeah.
You know, you would think it'd be like the Cowboys.
Yeah. And then you get to the Cowboys and this D cut is only $80. When you find a bunch of other D cuts from different teams, could be $200, $300, $400. Then you get a Cowboys that I guess they just made so many of them and it's only $80. Eagles stuff typically does pretty good. This condition also always matters a lot too. When you're talking between dead stock or just is going to need some work, there's a lot of difference in the price there as well. But I just wanted to show these. See, like this Colts was huge back then too. Peyton Manning, they made a bunch of Colts hats during this kind of time period. And actually might have been before Peyton Manning. But anyways, only $85 on this one. And this Colts was only $100. But you get different teams. Just make sure
you look at the Raiders double shark.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. $1,600.
Yeah,
just threw up.
Crazy. So whenever you get one, and just make sure you look it up. And if you can't find solds on that stuff, it's best to ask somebody or to. I would go onto Instagram. I mean, you can ask me. I'm not the biggest expert on it, but I would ask some. I would ask around if you get a grail like this and you can't find it anywhere on eBay. I mean, you may have something that just cannot be found. It might be $1,000 hat, but I would definitely ask around if you get this good stuff in this Logo Athletic. Don't just throw it up on eBay for $100 or something like that, because you might have a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them you just can't find. I mean, you can't find an OU shark tooth. Just doesn't happen. The last time I saw one on eBay, it was $500. I don't know if it ever sold for that, but you can't find it.
They did make them.
Yeah, they are out there.
I wonder if there's teams or schools that they didn't make. I mean, as long as obviously they were around, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they made all of them. Yeah, I think there's just some that you may never find.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... Yeah, you find an OU big logo. You know.
Yeah. See, like this Browns splash, it's only $100. But some splashes like the Lakers was $1,000. This black dome.
It really looks like somebody wiped.
What'd they wipe? Some baby food?
Yeah. Right out the ass. Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. All right.
Not the breast colors. I was supposed to go.
Let me see. I gotta find out where I'm at here.
Here, honestly, instead of doing comps, because I just don't have any. I'm gonna show you guys three things that I picked up from yesterday and today. Even though you can't see it, but there's a big pile right here. And right here of all stuff that I picked up from the flea market the last 2 days, but I'll just show you a couple things that have really high capture rates. This is a Leatherman little multi-tool. This one is called the Leatherman Sidekick. Stelter on it is incredible. And it should go for around $40 or so. I paid $3 for it. So
you actually have, that's one that's actually tagged as Leatherman. Yes.
Yeah. Right here.
Okay. Cause there's tons of knockoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, the quality is so much better on the good ones.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Those cheap China stuff.
You know, there's a little bit of like little tiny bit of kind of like friggin' service rust on it, but it'll still do well. And it came with the case. So it should go for about $40-ish. Like I said, I paid $3 for it, and that is a good one. This next one is,
well, if you're running in sports apparel, maybe somebody
I have been, I'm not even joking when I say this, boys. I've really been on my blanket game right now. I found this one. I got this for a dollar yesterday on Saturday. Ralph Lauren, 100% wool blanket.
Nice. Yeah, there you go.
It's pretty. It's pretty big. It's 66 by 90. So the bigger the blankets. This one is plain, so it's just kind of like this plain, like cream color. And so it's a little less valuable than the ones that have obviously the cool designs or whatever, but it's super big. And so a lot of the smaller ones,
$100.
Well, a lot of the smaller ones sell for $100. This one being so big, it should go for a little bit more of a premium, even though it doesn't have the design. But yeah. I mean, it's in like really good shape too. I opened it up. There's only one spot that I saw on it when I opened it up, and it's like the size of a dime. So, you know, these ones, obviously wool, you're not washing. So,
right.
You're just selling it, whatever it has on it, you know, that's how you're selling it. This is how I found it though. I found it and it was just this little tag that was on the outside and it's paper. And I was like, and I was like, that's pretty interesting. And then when I opened it up, I found the Ralph Lauren. And so I was like, I automatically knew that it was going to be worth, whatever I was going to pay for it. So there's that one.
One fact about blankets while you're on that, a couple of the YouTubers that I've been watching, are into the very deeply into the crochet ones. They pretty much grab every single one that they can find, and have great success reselling them. So keep your eye out for crocheted ones as well.
If you guys that are listening are bored one day, go and watch some of the videos on how to identify the age of those crochet blankets and or quilts, and try to figure out like the quality, whether they're hand stitched or machine stitched and so on and so forth. And there's certain patterns as well that are more desirable than others. Cause some of those can go for like insane amounts of money. The Robin Hood of Goodwill guy that I've talked about on here a lot, he has the best YouTube channel ever. He found, a post, Civil War era one that should, is valued at a couple thousand bucks. And then this is the last one. I actually will pull this one up real quick just because I showed the boys before, before we started, but this thing's just such a crazy, like this thing's such an insane find. This is a 1984 Nintendo Game & Watch, Mickey Mouse Nintendo Game & Watch. This little thing pops up. Mine's destroyed. As you can see, it's broken right here and right here. And then it's missing the little back part right there. So it's obviously not in great shape. But when I see stuff like this, I'm like, that's kind of interesting. This is actually kind of what caught my eye, is that this plate right here is metal. And I was like, that thing just freaking looks cool. So I looked it up, and these are the listings for them. Not these two right here, but these are the listings for them. If you were to find them complete in box, you know, in really good condition, working, so on and so forth. Those are the listings. When you actually hit the solds,
I don't remember that thing from my youth. I'd never seen that thing.
Yeah. So when you actually hit the solds, you get like ones that are in bad shape that go for 200, and then some ones that are in good shape that are in the fives, and then so on and so forth. So just, you know, and I mean, there's a bunch of different ones too, as you can see. So that was a cool find. I don't even know what I'll get for this one. You know, it's pretty wrecked, so I'm not really too worried about it. I bought it for $1. So
I still think $200 or $300 at least.
Yeah, I mean,
at least for the parts. So,
yeah, just for the parts. So that was another dollar find on Saturday yesterday. So just cool stuff, dude. Like if you kind of take your time, I think I've said this before. At my specific flea market that I go to, my hometown one, I usually do a really quick pick in the morning, and I go around and just gather all the things that I don't have to look up, you know, just all the stuff that I already know about, and just fill my bag up. And then after an hour or two of doing that, then I go back around and I'm just super slow. You know, I'm just digging to the bottom of bins and just being really slow and just random stuff that catches your eye. Right. Like I'll take the time to look it up because, you know that you've already got all the stuff off the surface that you know is valuable. So it's worth taking your time for sure.
Yeah.
So
for sure. All right. Let's draw the winner.
Oh.
All right. Then I got to do a reseller reach out. First time ever.
Reseller reach out.
You need to do that first.
I can do it right now if you want.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to the squad and all of our watchers. I need help with something. Check this out. This putter I have had, and I have no idea what it is.
It says Benjamin David on it?
Yep. And it's quilted. It's quilted. Look at that. With BDs on it. All I can find is that this guy is a custom designer. So here's the putter. And it says Benjamin David right here on the hosel. And you can look at the millwork on this thing.
That's wild. It's wild you can't find
it. I know. Look, check it out. It's called a flintlock. HTG001. That's why I think it's a custom maker.
You can't find them on Instagram or anywhere, huh?
Nope. So anybody can help me with that, I'd appreciate it. Drop me a line.
What is it called?
Coach Porch.
Benjamin David.
Just drop me a line at Coach Porch on IG or on this video, but I prefer IG. And I would appreciate all your help. Mike is going to try and find it right now.
I'm going to guess he won't. I'm sure you've went through all the Googles.
Yeah. Google the hell
out. But did you go through ChatGPT?
I did not through ChatGPT.
ChatGPT pulled it up immediately.
Who is it?
Benjamin David is a boutique/small batch maker. Sale volume is low, and the market liquidity is thin. There's some used listings on like super obscure websites, for anywhere from $200 to $300.
All right, so you got me where I have already been. Thanks, AI. That's the same thing Google said a year ago. He is a boutique maker. I just don't know the value of that putter or really much of his history, who he is.
Here's one. Looks like very identical to yours. Look.
Yes.
This is on golf. forms.golfwrx.com. I'll send it to you.
Golfworks. Okay. Yeah, send that to me, please.
This is from 2019. This says that this guy has one at his local pro shop. Okay, wait. Oh, this guy has it listed for $200.
For 6 years?
Well, it could have been sold and we don't
know. No, well, that was... Yeah, that was in 2019. This article or this form is from 2019.
Hey, look at my next Givi.
Yeah. is that what you're giving away for, Coach?
That looks like a way better putter, though, than just a $200
putter. I'll be honest with you, the quality of the putter when you hold it in your hand is just
whose turn is it for the giveaway, anyways? I don't think we even know that.
I have no idea who knows that.
I'll give something away.
Okay.
We'll have to regroup when I get back and start over, I think.
Yeah. Deb did reach out to me. She was on the live last week. So
Deb.
All right. Let's see who's gonna be this week's winner.
I predict Deb.
I predict Deb again too.
I think it's gonna be Donnie. I think it's going to be Donnie.
That was my second choice.
Donnie, no, Darren.
Darren again.
Dude, I'm telling you guys, somebody else has to be a subscriber. to get some competition up in here. I'm telling you right now.
It's $1.99.
You're gonna $1.99. You're about to get at least
right now.
Sure I'm gonna give you a $30 item at least.
You got two things coming from Fired Up, right? For the two emergency pods.
From Rob. Rob and me.
One from Rob, one from Fired
Up. Yeah, I think it was the other canned show, Darren won my Raven's hat when they
He just doesn't know it yet. Or maybe he does know it. I don't know what order I even released these in. So. until next time, guys, we appreciate everybody hanging out. We'll talk more eBay to whatnot. We'll see ya.
See ya.